FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
We start out with this news from the Shallow Grave Haunted Attraction in Winter Haven, Florida. Thaddeus Van Buren is the menacing main character at the Shallow Grave, a seasonal haunted attraction in Winter Haven. He's known for his penchant for terrifying anyone brave enough to set foot on the premises. As realistic as the costumes, makeup, and masks are at the Shallow Grave, Thaddeus is not real. Something that is real is the hunger felt by more than 3,700 homeless children living in Polk County, Florida. Thaddeus and the mastermind behind him and the Shallow Grave, Joe Phillips, are doing something about that. For the final weeks of the season, the Shallow Grave is running a food drive to collect non-perishable food items for Kids Pack, a charitable organization helping to fight childhood hunger. Beginning on October 21st until their final operating date of the season, Saturday, November 5th, visitors who bring a food item for Kids Pack will receive a free glow-in-the-dark Shallow Grave wristband. Quote, "True charity is giving of yourself, not others," says Phillips. In that spirit, the Shallow Grave will match each donation, item for item, with the hope of raising Kids Pack's food stock, as well as awareness of their cause. Kids Pack has a simple but important mission, to feed kids. There are hungry children all around us, but they often go unnoticed. Subsidized school breakfast and lunches are sometimes the only source of food for children. Kids Pack strives to provide meals for these children on evenings, weekends, and school breaks by packing food for them to take with them when not at school. Desired food items include non-perishable individual serving sizes, manufacturer sealed packages, easily opened by a child. Get more information at www.theshallowgrave.com. We have this news from Indy Scream Park in Anderson, Indiana. Are you looking to visit a haunted house during the week? Indy Scream Park is proud to announce that they are now open 7 days a week until Halloween, plus November 4th and 5th. Come experience all the terror that Indy Scream Park has to offer this 2016 season with two interactive attractions, creepy clowns, terrifying strolls through the woods, and much more, if you dare. Save money now by buying your tickets online. Get more information at IndieScreamPark.com or their Facebook page, facebook.com/Indy, that's I-N-D-Y, Scream Park. We have a pair of stories from Bennett's Curse Haunted Attraction in Baltimore via WMAR, ABC2News.com in Baltimore. Bennett's Curse, a popular haunted attraction in Baltimore that draws visitors from all over the country, will be closed this season. Sam Johnson, a spokesman for the Baltimore City Fire Department, said the Baltimore City Fire Marshal's Office has decided the haunted house won't be allowed to reopen. Bennett's Curse was supposed to open by September 21st, but the Fire Marshal's Office said no because the house didn't have a sprinkler system. Co-owner Jill Bennett told ABC 2 News recently that the haunted house operated without a sprinkler system last year, and she and her husband Alan were working with state officials to relocate before this Halloween season, but weren't able to find a new place. Also, Bennett's Curse will be filming a movie documentary in their haunted house, and they're looking for extras to act as guests in the haunted house for the film. Anyone interested in serving as an extra will need to print and sign a video release waiver to be in the movie. Being an extra does not guarantee that you will make the final cut of the film released. To fund the project, they're seeking voluntary donations. If you're interested in participating or get more information about Bennett's Curse, email info@bennettscurse.com or check out the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/Bennett's Curse. By the way, they do plan to reopen in 2017. We have news from the Halloween and Party Expo 2017 in New Orleans. Details have just been announced for the annual Halloween and Party Expo presented by the Halloween Industry Association, returning to New Orleans in January 2017. As the Halloween season kicks into high gear, Halloween and Party Expo is pleased to announce strong exhibitor support for the 2017 show, being held January 14th through the 17th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. The event, known for being one of the most comprehensive events in Halloween and Party, continues to raise the bar with a selection of product and services for the Halloween, haunt, and party industries. The 2017 event, which recently announced the co-location with the Party Club of America's annual event, is set to welcome back leading suppliers to the trade show in the party industry, including Creative Converting, Vestal, and Unique Industries. As the industry continues to evolve, it's important for Creative Converting to be part of where our buyers are and where the industry at large gathers, said Andy Romju of Creative Converting. Halloween and Party Expo is the perfect platform for our team to reach new accounts and meet face-to-face with our current buyers. In addition, new exhibitors to this year's event include Glowworks, I Love FX Makeup, Horror Ornaments, Wild Ideas, and Kurt Adler. These companies join 350 exhibitors showcasing hundreds of the newest products and trends for the industry. To view the complete exhibitor lineup, visit HalloweenPartyExpo.com. We have a little news from Fright at the Night in Charlotte, North Carolina. This Halloween, the Charlotte Symphony resurrects the scores of your favorite horror films. Relive the chills with themes from John Carpenter's Halloween, Poltergeist, Stephen King's It, Psycho, and much more. Costumes are welcome. Join us October 28th at the Night Theater at the Levine Center for the Arts. Get tickets and more info at charlottesymphony.org. It will be frightfully good fun for all ages. We have some news on the Nocturna All Hallows Eve Ball in Chicago. This is the Halloween event to attend, brought to you by American Gothic Productions, the people who live every day as if it were Halloween. Cool and spooky things provided for this affair include our annual Halloween costume contest on the Big Metro stage. You could win big cash, free concert tickets, CDs, gift certificates, and so much more. A totally spooked out deck for the holiday venue. A Glitter Guts photo booth. Show off your costumes to the world for free. Frightening film features. Spooky vendors including Dreaded Genocide, the place for lovely spooky things, offering Dread Falls, Pony Falls, Spooky Barrett's, Horns Clothing, and more. Manic Panic Brand Cosmetics, and others. Treats, maybe tricks, for everyone. Halloween-themed performances, soon to be announced. The dark music you love to dance to all night long, spun by DJ Scary Lady Sarah, and more. Join us in the spirit of the season and accompany us for a grand time. Nocturna, now in its 28th year, is an 18 and over dark alternative dance night held once every other month or so in Chicago. DJ Scary Lady Sarah spins a highly request-driven mix of current and classic goth, industrial, post-punk, death rock, ethereal, shoegaze, new wave, EBM, dark wave, dark indie, and more. It's a lot of fun, and you should go. Happening October 28th at Metro, 3730 North Clark Street in Chicago from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. You can dance until dawn. Get more information at spookyinc.wordpress.com. We have this from the Wills Goucher Haunted Hotel in Toronto, Ohio, via WTOV9.com. An Ohio Valley Boys Scary Creation is back for another year in Toronto. Will's Goucher Haunted Hotel started as a dream, and now it is a scary addition to local Halloween fun. Now in its second year, the Haunted Hotel features several rooms of scary twists and turns with live actors and spooky storylines. After a fire destroyed the original Goucher's Haunted Hotel in Toronto in 2014, 12-year-old Will Allison decided that it needed to be replaced. Devastated because it happened, and I decided I wanted to build mine, I thought it was really fun, and my friends thought it was fun too. We'll just have a great time, Will said. Admission is only $2, and Monday money will go towards Toys for Toronto, Will's charity of choice. Will's goal is to raise $1,000. The Haunted Hotel is open on Sundays from 5 to 8 p.m. throughout the rest of October. We have some news for the kids. Behind the scenes tour at Spookhaven Haunted Attraction in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. On Saturday, October 29th from 1 to 3 p.m., Spookhaven presents a family-friendly trick-or-treat block party for kids with 25-cent games, prizes, food, and behind-the-scenes tour with no actors or strobes. A regular admission price does occur, though. All proceeds will be donated to the Lock Haven YMCA Gymnastics Team, Special Olympics, and Mill Hall Park and Rec. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Spookhaven Haunted House. We have a little news on the play Thanksgiving the Musical taking the stage in Columbus, Ohio, via horrornews.net. Leading up to their beloved Halloween season, Thanksgiving the Musical will be taking the stage in Columbus October 21st through the 30th at the Garden Theater. Based on the cult B-horror film Thanksgiving, which garnered attention of horror fans worldwide, Thanksgiving the Musical recreates the atmosphere of the original film and brings so much more to the table. The film was made in Newark, Ohio, so we're bringing the show back to its roots after sold-out runs in Seattle, New York City, and Atlanta. Five college kids leave school for Thanksgiving break. Little do they know there's an evil turkey on the loose who will do everything and anything in its power to end their lives. The run of the show is exceptionally special as it stars Ryan Francis, who played the original Darren the Nerd character in Thanksgiving. The show stars Katie Reed as Kristen the Virgin, Mina Foreman as Ollie the Slut, Caleb Baker as Billy the Hick, Jesse Trigger as Johnny the Jock, JT Chops Walker as Random Guy, and Cody Schmid as Turkey. Filled with non-politically correct humor, offensive content, clever one-liners, and extremely catchy music, fans of the Thanksgiving franchise and fans of musical theater will find this to be a one-of-a-kind show. Tickets can be purchased online at thanksgiving.ticketleap.com and get group discounts for 10 or more at 614-739-3421. Production happens at the Garden Theater Green Room, which is located at 1187 North High Street in Columbus. You can get more info at thanksgivingthemusical.com. We have this news from The Halloween Party in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Why go to a Halloween party when you can go to The Halloween Party? Saturday, October 29th at the Butcher and Bullock in downtown Vancouver. From two of Vancouver's most notorious entrepreneurs comes the wickedest Halloween party this side of Salem. Our team of freaks, geeks, and monsters are working overtime to bring you the best Halloween experience Vancouver has to offer. Did you make an amazing costume? Are you wondering where all the most devoted ghouls and ghosts are going to be strutting their stuff this Halloween night? If you have an unhealthy love of jack-o'-lanterns, then we're the party for you. This is no club night. This is a real Halloween party, and we do it like no one else. Did I mention the costume contest? A real costume contest judged by industry professionals who will want to be scared. So bring your best, your scariest, your most amazing costume, and we'll shower you with cash, gifts, and sticky pumpkin spice glory. Win the coveted Golden Skull Trophy. There'll be music, burlesque, the best costume contest in Vancouver. Also, any number of acts, games, and other unpleasant or pleasant surprises along the way. Come join your genial host, Alistair Crane, as we celebrate Halloween. A spooky and fun night full of tricks and treats with DJs playing Halloween favorites and a spooky twist of party music. There'll be magic, burlesque, and other thrilling performances. Decorations and lighting by professionals from Vancouver's film and TV industry. The costume contest with $1,031 in cash and over $600 in gift cards and prizes. Get all the info you need at trickortreatthehalloweenparty.wordpress.com. We have a little bit of news from the Kingsbury Cemetery Blackout event in Painted Post, New York. Are you afraid of the dark? Can you make it through Kingsbury Cemetery with the lights out? Not even a lit candle in the darkness to guide your way? on Monday, October 31st from 7 to 10 p.m., the lights are out in Kingsbury Cemetery. You and your group are locked in with all the horrible creatures that live inside Kingsbury. You will have one glow stick per group to light your way. Will you make it out alive? Will the lady in black claim your soul? Or maybe the cute little dolls of the doll factory will have their fill and devour you down to the bone and sinew. Challenge yourself and find out if you have what it takes. Get more information at facebook.com/Kingsbury Cemetery. We bring you this on the 2016 Halloween party at the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem, Massachusetts. If you've not been to the Halloween party at the Hawthorne, you have not really experienced Halloween. A tradition for over 20 years, this party sells out every year and is the place to be in Salem. The Hawthorne Hotel's annual Halloween party, October 29th, starting at 7 p.m., is the biggest and best Salem has to offer. Enjoy three floors of food, fine costumes, live music, DJs, dancing, psychics, and of course the big Hawthorne costume contest. This year's theme is Seven Deadly Sins, so start planning your costumes early. Winner of categories such as Best Individual, Best Group, Best Themed Costumes are awarded with cash prizes and, most importantly, claim to a 12-month bragging right. Get tickets and more information at hawthornehotel.com/Halloween. We have a little convention news from Days of the Dead in Chicago. Why stop at two Jasons when you can have three? It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor and stuntman Kane Hodder to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 18th through the 20th at the Chicago Schomburg Marriott. Arguably the most popular actor to ever put on the hockey mask, as the infamous Crystal Lake slasher, Kane portrayed Jason Voorhees in four films from the Friday the 13th film season: Friday the 13th Part 7, The New Blood; Friday the 13th Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan; Jason Goes to Hell; and Jason X. He is also known for his role as Victor Crowley in the Hatchet trilogy of films. A prolific stuntman, Hodder has done stunts for such films as The Devil's Rejects, Leatherface, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, House, The Hills Have Eyes 2, Prison, and many, many others. Kane Hodder joins previously announced guests Alice Cooper, Anthony Michael Hall, Shannon Elizabeth, Ric Flair, Sid Haig, Bill Moseley, Christy Swanson, Ray Park, and many, many more to be announced as Days of the Dead once again invades the Chicagoland area. Tickets for Days of the Dead Chicago are on sale now at daysofthedead.net. We have this news from the Nightmare Festival in Darlington, Maryland. Join us Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th for the Nightmare Festival 2016. Hosted at Camp Ramblewood, 2564 Silver Road in Darlington, get ready for another glorious weekend filled with good vibes, spectacular art, performers, and of course the best beats to make you move your feet. This year will feature a haunted maze, the return of the Night Circus, more live action performers, and a host of musical acts from around the country. Past performers have included artists like Brills, Tritunnel, Figure Keys and Crates, Hero Burst, Proto Hype, and more. See our full list of 2016 attractions, get tickets, and all the information you'll need at www.nightmare-festival.com. And finally, we have a little bit of news from Akron's Haunted Schoolhouse and Haunted Laboratory in Akron, Ohio, via WKYC.com. For more than four decades, Akron's autumn air has been swarmed with screams gushing from millions of people brave enough to trek through its seven floors of fright. Via WKYC.com. For more than four decades, Akron's autumn air has been swarmed with screams gushing from millions of people brave enough to trek through its seven floors of fright. It all started in 1974 when the three-story haunted schoolhouse first creaked open its doors atop Triplett Boulevard, housed inside the former Thomasville Elementary School, which was built in 1921. 7 years later, the lurid landscape changed again when the neighboring four-story Guggenheim Airship Institute was transformed into what is known as the Haunted Laboratory. Now, after 43 years of scaring the pants off nearly 3 million guests, the Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory will carry on its terrifying tradition under new ownership next year. John Eschlich, who owns and operates the Factory of Terror in Canton, Ohio, has purchased both attractions and will take possession in 2017. We have a lot of ideas, but I don't think we're ready to share those yet with anybody, Eschlich said. Talking with existing staff at the schoolhouse, the Haunted Lab, and also at the Factory of Terror, the staff do have ideas and wish lists. We all love Halloween, we all love haunting and scaring, so everybody has an opinion and a wish list. Although he won't unearth any dastardly details for his putrid plans in 2017, Eschlich did reveal one taunting tease. More screaming, more jumping, and more fun. Eschlich vows to honor the legacy and history of both the schoolhouse and the laboratory for decades to come. I can't talk to any single individual that does not have an experience with that property or with that haunt, Eschlich said. It's fabulous, and I am honored to carry on that tradition. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. Gantom.com. Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live on the road, this time Atlanta, GA, at my absolute favorite haunted house in the United States. And you know I've been to a bunch of them, and I have no shame in admitting Netherworld is my absolute famous. Woo-hoo! One of the greatest here. You just can't even describe it. You just got to go. And, of course, if I'm down here at Netherworld, I got to have Ben Armstrong on the line here. Ben, how you doing?
I am doing great, like Tony the Tiger. Great!
And first of all, I guess we ought to offer you congratulations. 20 years of Netherworld here in Atlanta.
Yes, indeed. It's 20 years. It's hard to believe. But yes, maybe the hair is a little thinner, a little bit grayer. The spring isn't quite
Speak
in a
for
step,
yourself.
But the jumping around is still there. We're still ready to scare the heck out of you and entertain you here at Netherworld.
And you've got some great stuff. We're in mid-season right now. Looks like, you know, you haven't been open very long. There's already big, long lines here. It took me like 15 minutes just to get a parking space to ride the shuttles and all that stuff. You've had to shuttle people in now for years because there's just so many people that come to this thing. How do you manage the crowd control out here?
Well, you know, there's three things that you need to really have a great haunted house. Obviously, you need the resources to put it together. You need the creativity, but you need the operations. If you don't have the operations going, you can't do this. You've got to have parking. You've got to have safety. You've got to make sure you can handle the crowds. You got to have the right amount of portalettes. You got to have everything. So you got to get all those bases covered. So that we've expanded our operations staff and our crews in that area. You know, as we've grown, and it's helped us keep growing.
There's a lot of folks out here with radios, and I'm sure that's crowd control, safety, all the good stuff, which is one of the reasons you're considered one of the premier elite haunted houses in the country. For your 20th anniversary, what's going on this year? I mean, obviously you change about, 75% a year, 50% every year. You have a new theme. But what special thing did you decide to do for your 20th anniversary?
Well, we're calling it the 20th season of Screams. So there's two main elements to it. One is we've brought back a lot of the classics. A lot of the classic characters and scenes that people love, we've brought back to the haunted house. So we brought back a bunch of gargoyles. We brought back a bunch of witches. We brought back a bunch of vampires. Brought back the werewolves. All the things from different themes over the years. We brought back our mermaid. She's been gone for a couple years, and people love the mermaid. So the mermaid is back. We brought back our flying angel. So we have all these classics that have returned. But in addition, of course, every year we have to do all kinds of new things. The crew's been working all year making the craziest animatronics and special effects. We have a huge missile downstairs that drops on your head. We have a floor that rotates. We've got this thing called the Soul Eater that flies over your head. We made it completely in our shop. It's got 21 motions. The amount of effects we've done this year just surpasses what we've done over the past years. So the layers and layers and layers of stuff is it's just everywhere. So our upstairs show is called Monsters. It's a battle between the classic characters and these creatures called the Soul Eaters that are threatening our world. So it's a battle between these creatures. Downstairs, it's called Meltdown. It's year two of the Vault 13 storyline, but this time the place is about to blow up. There's missiles. There's a reactor that's overheating. There's all kinds of crazy science fiction madness down there.
And foam.
Oh, the foam's got to return because people love the foam. Or they hate the foam.
There is no middle ground when it comes to foam.
There is no middle ground. People routinely tell me, oh my God, the foam is so great. Those people come out and they went, I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die.
I know somebody like that.
So, yes. Or they just don't want to get wet, But hey, it's a free bath, free shower.
And it's a warm night here in Georgia, so come on out and get foamed.
That's right, get foamed. It's almost like a beer garden of horror, with all the suds going on around here.
Now, that might be an idea for year 21.
Yes, that sounds like the treehouse of horror, but, I don't want to...
Beer garden of terror, why not?
That's right. We don't want the people drinking beer before they go in.
No, of course not.
It's a long path, and, there's enough bodies on the inside, so that worries me.
There's enough people throwing up in the parking lot because of the amazing characters that you've got out here. With the classic monsters that you've brought back this year, are they all in the haunted house, or are some of them lurking about in the parking lot as well? Because I see several familiar characters. Lord Vulgaris is out here, the Mad Doctor, I don't know his name, the other creatures that I've seen over the past few years that I've been coming down here, but have you brought any of those classics back to come and work the queue lines and frighten the people out here?
Absolutely. There's a lot of classics. It varies by the night, but on any night, of course, the collector will be here. But the collector is also inside the show. So he will be inside and scaring you there. And also, something really amazing, you came here tonight. It happened tonight. We finally got in our limited edition collector masks.
Ooh.
From Distortions. So they were sculpted by Mickey Rotella.
Okay.
They're incredible. They're incredible. And they're right there in the gift shop. They just came in, limited edition. So you better get to Netherworld and get them while you can, because those things are going to fly off the shelf.
And this will air before the end of the season, so there will still be time.
Yes, they're going to be gone in
maybe 20 minutes,
I assure you. They're all going to be gone, so you got to run here right now and get them.
And you were one of the first haunts to regularly stay open after Halloween. I assume that tradition will be continuing.
Yes, we're open the weekend after Halloween. Indeed, we are. So usually we see a lot of haunters come visit us.
Yeah.
Primarily, they want to see us, but we have a very odd schedule. We're open on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday when no one else is. So we see a lot of haunters then, but we also see them, in the first weekend of November. But I don't know. So many people are opening late now. There's less haunters that come on that. But it's definitely a lot of people come in November, but it's nothing like the crowds you're going to see in October.
No.
So if you don't make it here during October, November's a good choice.
So any plans that you can sneak peek for us for year 21? Obviously, you're still in the middle of celebrating 20 with this amazing stuff out here. What have you got? Anything you can spill the beans on coming in for the next year or two or three? I don't even know or have any idea how far ahead you plan.
Well, we plan a long way ahead, actually. We're going to do major, major changes to the show next year. A lot of the things we kept this year because it was celebrating the old things, but
right.
we're gonna change a ton next year. So we're going to start immediately. The day we close, actually maybe the next day, maybe 2 days later, we're going to be out
here. You got to sleep that one day.
You know, you try, but you wake up anyway screaming, oh, God, I've got to do all this stuff. Like now, you're up till 3 or 4 in the morning, and you're like, oh, I'm going to sleep till like 1. And now, you know, it's 7:30 in the morning. You're like, oh, no, I've got all these things I've got to do. So, but that's the season. That's the life. That's the hunter's life for you.
As we all know pretty well.
Yes,
for people who are looking for information on Netherworld, it's again, no shame in me admitting it's the greatest in the country. Your results may vary, but I love it. Where can they get directions, ticket information? I mean, I'm looking right out here. I see I-85, so you're 30 seconds off I-85 in Atlanta. How can people get, you know, pictures and schedules and all that good stuff, everything Netherworld 2016, with social medias, websites, etc.?
Always the best thing, fearworld.com. It's our website. You Google Netherworld, it'll take you to it. There's a ton on that website. I mean, we have a museum of our old themes and storylines, but of course all the basic information, tickets, location, it's all on fearworld.com. Of course, we have a very active Facebook page that we keep updated constantly. So if you want to know what's going on right now, you know, you can go to our Facebook page. It's Netherworld Haunted House. You'll find us there. But of course, we're all over all the social medias. So you can find us anywhere. We're very easy to find. So come on down and see the 20th season of Screams and enjoy yourself. I mean, we have a great gift shop. We've got a new 3-minute escape game. It's very quick. It's fun. I may throw you in there in just a minute and see what happens.
Oh, jeez. I'll still be there 3 minutes from now.
Well, we'll record it and we'll sell it to everybody.
Oh, fantastic.
The tapes will be very entertaining, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
No, just there's so much here.
Of me crying.
This is just a festival here. I mean, people like to come hang out with the monsters.
I've seen people in lawn chairs just come out to the edge of the parking lot and just sit in lawn chairs for an hour or two and just watch. There's a couple right over there just sitting and watching everybody get scared. It's amazing.
Yes, we get tailgated. It's crazy.
The only haunt where there's active tailgating that I know of.
Yes, indeed.
Once again, Ben Armstrong again. Congratulations. 20 years in the business here at Netherworld, Atlanta, technically Norcross in Georgia. My name is Drew Badger on the road, getting ready to go in and check out 20 years of Screams here at my favorite haunted house. And we are out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.